Hi, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And we've been talking a lot about the worldwide refugee crisis that's happening right now and all of the many different ways that you can get involved and help both internationally and locally. And one Mormon Channel video series that highlights the incredible efforts made by LDS charities and others is Give Back. And if you haven't seen it yet, it's a really beautiful portrayal of people of many faiths and backgrounds coming together for a common purpose of serving those in need. And in the latest episode, one group of LDS women from Salt Lake City actually teamed up with a local Catholic charity group to host a baby shower for a refugee woman from Nepal. Now, she had just given birth a few weeks earlier to a baby girl and was in need of some basic necessities. And this video is just so sweet, and it came out just last week on MormonChannel.org. So today we've got John Garbett in the studio with us, who works for the LDS Welfare Department, and he's involved in this project. Thanks for being here, John.
Thanks for having me.
So how did you hear about the baby shower idea?
Well, as you mentioned, Charlotte, you know, the church is encouraging people to get involved with refugees in their local communities. And so we met a Relief Society presidency who wanted to do that, and they had the idea of having a baby shower, but they didn't know how to connect with a local refugee. They live in a part of the city where there aren't a lot of refugees, and so we put them in contact with the refugee agency and found this wonderful couple from Bhutan, and they took over. It was really wonderful.
That's so amazing that they wanted to do something, but they couldn't see immediately exactly how to do it. So is that a good avenue to go through then, to reach out to the church for help, or how would you recommend doing that?
Well, I think if you have a desire to serve, no matter what community you live in the United States, there are always refugee resettlement agencies, and you can find them, Google them on the internet and call them and express a desire to connect with a refugee, and that's what we did. We actually found a couple of mothers that had given birth to children recently that were didn't know what a baby shower was, but were excited to hear that somebody cared enough about the birth of their child to do something special for them. And the women that are featured in the video just responded so amazingly to the needs of this young family.
Mm-hmm. The LDS women reached out to this Catholic charities group that was assisting this Nepalese family resettle in America, in Utah. How did that partnership get developed with this other charity group and the LDS Church?
Well, it's actually been an ongoing partnership we've had for years. Many people don't realize on a global basis, the church's biggest humanitarian partner is the Catholic Church through their relief services that they have in every country in the world. And so there's a local affiliate here, and we made help them kind of facilitate a contact with them, and were able to find these families. So, you know, a lot of times we look at these problems or look at the opportunities to serve, and we think it's too big. And when it really comes down to it, it's all about people connecting with people, and the local refugee resettlement agencies are in a key position to help members of our faith, no matter where they live, find refugees and help them.
And I love the idea of people from different backgrounds and different faith groups coming together for this purpose. Why do you think it's important for members of any church to sort of reach across and build bridges with different groups to help these refugees?
Well, I think, you know, as disciples of Jesus Christ, I think that's our moral imperative, isn't it, is to lift up the hands of people that are struggling, to strengthen them, to be with them. And I think no matter what faith tradition people come from, I think that's also a moral imperative in their lives, is to be of service and provide service. The refugee couple in the video are not members of our faith. I don't believe they're Christian, but it didn't keep us from loving them and them falling in love with these wonderful Relief Society sisters and both being blessed through this service.
Absolutely. And we, of course, as members of the LDS Church and just as Americans, are blessed with so many incredible resources that a need is a need. If someone sees something, you know, to think, what would Christ do? To reach out to them with the things that we've been blessed with. So if people are looking for more ideas about how to help in their own communities, where would you suggest that they look?
Well, I think the Mormon Channel has a great blog about 40 ways to help refugees, and that's a great source for inspiration. I will be doing more of these videos over the next several months, and hopefully they'll serve as inspiration for people to determine what they can do in their own communities to reach out and be helpful. These are just suggestions of things to do. And I grew up in our faith. My mother was active in the Relief Society all of her life. And one thing our women know how to do is baby showers. So this seemed to be a perfect opportunity to do something they do very well, but to do it for a refugee family. And the other thing I just want to share with you is this family's been in the United States for some time, but I believe this was the first time through this baby shower experience that they had really gotten to know other people in the community other than within their own refugee group. And so it was a mind-expanding opportunity for both the sisters and this refugee family to realize that they could become friends and have this association. So it was just a great project to be involved with.
Right. Such a good opportunity to build bridges and create relationships. Just to go back with what you're saying, I think it's a beautiful symbol, too, of this new baby being born, new life starting in this country, a chance for hope, a chance for a future, and for members of the LDS Church or other groups to help usher in that new life and provide for them. It's truly what the Savior would do. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. So again, this most recent episode of the series Give Back is available to view on mormonchannel.org, and the whole series is really a great resource if you're looking for different ways to serve. Also, remember to check out the iwasastranger.org website that was mentioned in the General Relief Society broadcast just a few weeks ago. So if you or your church group have interesting ideas on how to help refugees, let us know about it by sending an email to mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. We're going to end with our quote of the day from LDS President Thomas S. Monson, and he said, "The needs of others are ever present, and each of us can do something to help someone." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.